He's lived in the region for most of his life, meaning the River Murray has something he's had a strong connection with. But the Wagery Silo Art Project wasn't just another chance for Gary Duncan to create, which is something he loves to do, but instead it was a bit of an opportunity to share his love of creating and mix it with his passion for the Murray and bring it to life on a very large scale. Gary Duncan is one of the two artists which made the fantastic project what it is today. Jimmy Devarty is the other artist, but he couldn't make it, unfortunately. So we've got Gary here. Gary Duncan, good morning.
G'day, Matt. How you doing?
Good. Thanks for coming along today.
Pleasure.
This is amazing. How does it, we've had a couple of people stop past while you've been here taking photos of it. How does that make you feel?
Like a red bum mural monkey.
But it is a glorious, some glorious artwork you've done here. Just run us through which parts you worked on and how you came up with what you were going to put where.
Okay, well, look, there's two silos, as you can see. The first one was Jimmy's, Jimmy DeVate, and the second one is one I did. And they are, according to the brief we were given, the brief was healthy rivers, healthy community. So we worked to that brief, and that's what we've come up with.
Great. So the other thing is you had to do, this is a bit unique because some silos have only one side, but this you had to come up with a concept for both sides. How did that work in your head when you were getting that planned?
Actually, that's not quite unique at all. That's really not here nor there. There's quite a few silos around the place that have been done all the way around. What's unique about this is there's two totally different styles, and that juxtaposition between Jimmy, who's a street artist, and myself, who's a fine artist, makes these solos special. That's what makes them different. It's not that they're painted all the way around. Lots of places are painted all the way around.
Okay. I was aware that it was only, this was one of the few, one of the only ones that was
if you go to WA, there's quite a few that are painted all the way around.
Yeah.
Most of them don't, but we just figured that that's the way to go. I mean, particularly in my case, there's a narrative about the river, and so you might as well make the most of the space.
Yeah,
for sure. I think Jimmy saw it the same way.
Yeah. Gary Duncan is one of the artists who was involved with the Wakery Silo Art Project. When you're given a brief like that, for this particular project, what's the process you go through to come up with what you're going to put up there?
Well, we're talking visuals, so this is not something to describe in words. It's something you have to come up with a narrative, a visual narrative. And to do that, you've got to make it fun too. You can't be too serious, because to some extent, while it's an opportunity to put the case to the river, it's also to some extent entertainment. I mean, people love to come and look at these things. They can't work out how we managed to get up there and do it.
well, that was my next question for you, Gary. It was a pretty big project, and I know that the mayor of the council, Leon, was here before talking about, you know, how windy it was and how difficult that was. What was it like to be up there and doing the painting?
Bloody awful. Freezing cold, boiling hot. It was blowing a gale, and hardly ever the wind just didn't let up. It was absolutely atrocious. And then I came back after Christmas and did the other side of my silo, and that was blistering hot. Now, you know, when you're talking 40 degrees on the ground, when you're on that face, and I was in the sun all day long, it was 50 degrees. It was blazing hot. It was like being on a salt lake. But you've got to do your job, so you just put that aside and get on with it. Go home, have a cold beer, hit the sack and get up and do the same thing again next day.
Yeah, that's right. Gary Duncan is one of the artists who's put together the Wakery Silo art that we're in front of today and getting ready for the official opening. So from the concept you had to actually getting that on the silo and doing it in a macro scale, how do you mark that out? Because normally if you've got a canvas in front of you, it's not so hard to visualise it because you're standing in front of it, but you're working on little bits and pieces.
Yeah, well, Jimmy should be here to explain his situation, but he's not here, so I'll have to do it for him. But Jimmy's a street artist, and what they do, most of them, is they take a photograph and they put that into the computer and they graph it out. So then what they do is they go along with a piece of plastic, that's usually about a metre square, and they put in all the lines within that A1, B2, all that sort of thing. So it's all graphed out, and that's how they go about it. And as a result, you get this brilliant, fantastic photographic look about the thing.
Yeah.
And to see a Yabby the size of a Mack truck with a load is just awesome. I, on the other hand, go about it a totally different way. I'm a fine artist, and I approach this the same way as I just paint a canvas. So I basically get up there and do it. I don't graph it out.
Yep.
Okay. It's all freehand.
Yep.
Yeah. So to
and
some
you approach
extent,
this the same way.
Sorry.
Did you approach this the same way as?
Yeah, that, yeah, same way as I do a canvas. Yeah, yeah. So to some extent, that gives the work a spontaneity. That it's not photographic. It's not meant to be. It's more of a characterization, which is necessary when you've got a brief like that. You need to some extent characterize the thing because an awful lot take in.
Yeah, there is. Yeah, and some more people coming along now to have a good look at it as well.
Yeah, so you've got to make it interesting. So once again, that's what makes this project work really well. Two totally different styles.
Yeah.
And when you put them together, they really work and complement each other.
Yeah, they do. That's right. Gary, I noticed as well when I got down here, and I hadn't noticed it before, that both you and Jimmy have actually used the shed on the front as well as part of the canvas too, not just the silos. Was that a conscious decision you made?
Yeah, that was quite deliberate. When I came up with the concept design to be approved, I thought, well, you can't leave the sheds out there. They're a big part of it, and it's going to look really daggy if they're not included, so designed it accordingly.
How do you feel today's the official opening and, your part of the work is all done? What's that like?
It's good. It's good that the job's finished.
You're not up in the blazing sun anymore.
No. The cold was just as bad. The cold was in November was absolutely shocking. You'd be up there and the wind would be blowing right through you. And you pretty well needed to put mittens and stuff like that on, but you can't because I couldn't because I had to use a brush.
Yeah, for sure.
But yeah, and so you start off in freezing cold, and then by the end of the day, you'd be sweating.
Adaptability, I think that's called, Gary. I think it's called. Right. Well, thank you so much for coming along and having a chat today. And well, we'll see you when you're over there at the opening later on this morning.
Yeah, good on you, Matt. Thanks very much.